Yo, 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 what is up? Welcome to the third podcast of Poor Sports. It is your host, Jake Kelly, coming at you. I'm with Jeremy Collins in the studio. Jeremy, say what's up to the people.
What's up to the people?
Okay, okay. And I got down in Windsor on the line. Lee, what's going on, baby? Talk to me.
Not much, man. Excited to be back. Episode 3.
Always. Always. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you to all of our listeners, all of our subscribers, all of our followers on our Instagram page. Remember, give that a follow. Share that stuff for us. Twitter coming soon. Yes, sir. Twitter coming soon.
At @poor_sports is where they can follow if they're not yet.
Oh, poor sports one. Poor sports one.
No, @poor_sports for the Instagram. The Twitter is @poor_sports1. We'll have to get a unique one that we can do all social platforms for.
Yeah, we'll have to buy some stuff from some people. We'll figure it out. We're going to get there, people. Don't you worry about that. Anyways, we got an action-packed segment today. Segment. Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, you can call it a show, I guess, if you want. We got an action-packed show for you today. We're going to be talking to some NBA free agency, NHL draft recap, NHL free agency, and then some this and that. But really, it's the best season. It's the off season. It's what it's all about. And coming in first, especially being some Toronto guys, we got some very, very interesting words from ex-Raptors Sixth Man of the Year, Lou Williams. Take a listen.
I want you there. Yeah. The problem they're going to have is trying to keep Perfect. Guys there.
They signed a Surge, I think. They got a deal. That was probably the...
Foreign anyway. Like, once you're there, you'll love playing for the Raptors. You'll love playing for the country because, fuck,
it's the whole country.
It's the whole country. And then you kind of... You like that fourth, fifth month into the season, you like, God damn, man, I want to go home. You know, like, because you really feel when you play in Toronto, you feel like you're playing overseas.
Oh, it does?
It feels like it, bro. Like, we can't wait to go on the road sometimes just to be in America. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to
like
be the
little
problem.
Shit you don't think of, like the channels on your TV, your phone bill, you got to get a fucking Canadian bank account, like shit like that people don't think about. Like, that shit is hard. And then you have kids. You're raising your kids in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's once you're there, you're like, oh, this is dope. But the hard part is keeping.
Is that it?
That's all we got.
That's all we got, yeah. So pretty much, Lou Williams, it's just a typical American arrogance of, man, I just want to be in America. I don't, like it's a different country. You still get the same channels, man. You're Lou Williams. You're making millions of dollars, man. You can figure out a way to get ESPN. And Lou, don't act like you're the one who walks into the bank and is like, oh, I'm Lou Williams. I'm an American and I need a new bank account. No, you got a guy for that. So shut up. And another thing. You're mad that your kids are going to school in Canada? One, we have better schools than you, dog. Take a look at it. I bet you probably couldn't even point to Canada on a map before you got here, and neither could your kids. And another thing, don't act like your kids are going to some rundown school in the heart of Toronto. Your kids are going to private school in the suburbs. I'm sick of it. Just enough. Just enough, Lou Will. And don't think we are so naive that we don't know that, oh, Kawhi's taking a meeting with your Los Angeles Clippers? Who would have seen that one coming? And now you're trashing the Toronto Raptors. Never would have seen that one coming, Lou. Thanks for the memories, dog, even though they weren't so good. I'm sick of it.
That was Jake Kelly going off on Lou Williams.
Enough!
Jake said it, a lot of it. This is clearly because the Clippers have their meeting with Kawhi. And, by the way, the Raptors get the last meeting we heard today.
He who laughs last, laughs best.
And, Lou, we didn't want you. You say that the Raptors can't keep people. We didn't want to keep you. There was no contract offered to you.
That's right.
Leave.
Lee, what you think?
Oh, I agree with that. Like, who comes out and says that type of stuff? And he wouldn't have said it if the Clippers weren't, like, right there, probably being the 1-2, like, with the Raptors going into that.
Exactly. The thing that just drives me nuts, the overseas comment, man, you're not overseas. They speak English. Like, we speak English here. Like, everything, the signs look the same. Oh, sorry. You know why you might feel like you're overseas? Because you can drive on a road and not hit a pothole every second street. Okay.
They have to learn kilometers and not miles. We're sorry for that. That's that one's on us. We'll take that one.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the rest of the world.
So if the Raptors, okay, I'm going to paint us a scenario. So Kawhi re-signs with the Raptors. Everyone's super happy. We bring the whole team back. Maybe the Clippers bring in one max free agent. Doesn't really matter who. Are the Clippers the Raptors' biggest rival?
No.
No.
Who is? Who is?
Well, it's tough to say.
76ers.
Well, it's tough 76ers, to
76ers every day of the week.
76ers, if they can bring back, if that free agent that the Clippers get is not Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, because there's talk that they might try to go after both of them, right? That's why I love the NBA. Who knows? I get your question. It's too early to tell.
And that's really me just saying that the Raptors haven't really had a good rivalry yet in the NBA.
That's one of those things where remember it. You definitely remember it when you play it, that's for sure. But I don't know. I think after that series of the 76ers, I think regardless, that's going to start to become who it is.
Sure. I think, absolutely, Lee. I think that if Philadelphia, brings back the team, brings back their whole team, then I would say that's the Toronto's biggest rival, especially with what's going on with Boston, with, who knows what Brooklyn's going to do. I'm not really worried about Kyrie. It's just...
I think Brooklyn gets two. Like, one of them's going to be... I think it's Kyrie and KD go to Brooklyn.
And at that point, next year, Brooklyn's going to suck. Like, Brooklyn won't be like... Because at that point, they might not suck, sorry, because it's the East. Like, you'll still get in somewhere. But, just with Kyrie, it's been proven that, he's not a one-man band.
He's not. Kyrie could never take Matthew Dellavedova to an NBA Finals, I'll tell you what.
But who did that, Jake?
The people know. I don't have to say his name yet. The people know.
Number?
To be determined.
Number to be determined after today's news.
Yes.
Today's news was that LeBron James is giving up the number 23 to newcomer Anthony Davis.
And that the Los Angeles Lakers are giving up everybody on the team to try to get a third max deal.
They might do it.
They have it. They have the space. It's officially open.
To me, I understand the ego point of it. Like, if you're Kawhi Leonard, for example, I would understand if you wouldn't want to play with that. You just want to ship, being the best guy, putting up 40 points, on sometimes 40 shots. And I would understand if you like that brand of basketball because it's fun and you're the best player. If you're Kemba Walker, for example, that would make sense to me for you to go there. Who knows what he's going to do? But does that make sense? I don't know if they get that true max player, that Kawhi, that KD, that top five or even top seven talent.
So on the last episode, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. I said that LeBron might not be the LeBron of years past. I think if the Lakers get Kawhi, then LeBron will not be the LeBron of years past because he will completely change his game. Because anytime he's previously had three max guys, he's always had the Kevin Love, the Chris Bosh, completely change their role to kind of fit in. Now with Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard, I don't think either of those guys are going to change their game. I would think that you would see LeBron James become more of the Oscar Robertson type of player, sure, where he's facilitating a ton. Yes, he might still hit 20 points per game, but the assist numbers and the rebound numbers would skyrocket,
yep,
and Kawhi and Davis would eat theirs.
They would. They would. That team would be horrifying to watch.
There's no way Kawhi Leonard goes to the Lakers. That's just not as... That wouldn't be a scene at all.
What kind of odds do you want to give me on that?
You want to play odds on if Kawhi Leonard can go to the Lakers? I think there's almost a better chance he would rather go to the Knicks than go to the Lakers.
I don't think he's getting a meeting with the Knicks.
Yeah, he is. He's giving a meeting to anyone who's going to give him the max contract.
So what I would think, sure, if I was Kawhi, I like playing this game. If I was Kawhi, I would want to go to the Lakers because that, not guarantees, because there's no guarantees in the NBA as we saw last season. It would give Kawhi the best shot he could at winning three rings with three different teams in three different markets, one of them being his hometown. It might not be the Clippers.
Yeah, if he won with the Lakers, who else would win with three different teams.
LeBron.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. We'll see.
I think there's a better chance he goes to the Clippers, and the Clippers have the better owner.
Oh, as do I.
That's not even up for an argument.
Yeah, which if you would have said that 5 years ago, you'd have crazy eyes. But that's another story. But yeah.
But yeah, okay. That's fair. But we're not there now. But also, if Kawhi would go to the Clippers, they still have another max spot. At that point, who's to say they don't get Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Right, that's who I would think. And then all of a sudden, that Clippers team, I think, is the best team in L.A. If those two guys were to drop.
What, Kawhi and Jimmy Butler in that cast is better than LeBron, AD in that cast?
What do you mean LeBron, AD in that cast? There's four guys on the roster.
Kuzma, and then, there's guys going to be coming out. The veteran minimums.
And you have to always remember.
I want you to name me guys that are going to win them a championship on the veteran minimum. You're going to have guys like Carmelo.
Kyle Korver.
Horvath, yeah,
J.R. Smith, guys who have been there, done it, and you always have to remember this with the NBA, that come that trade deadline, there's the buyouts, right? Guy like Enes Kanter, huge player for Portland, was a buyout guy, right? Yep. There's these buyouts, lesser extent, Jeremy Lin, right? But Jeremy Lin on the Raptors, just couldn't get a role, but Jeremy Lin...
Golden State would have loved to have Jeremy Lin.
Golden State would have loved to have Jeremy Lin. So, like, those players, they come out of the woodwork. The Lakers, they stay in that, in the playoffs, which I should assume that they would. These players come out of the woodwork, and you don't see it coming. Like, a guy like Evan Turner just went to Atlanta. I will bet anyone anything. Evan Turner does not end the year with Atlanta. That's a buyout candidate right there.
Yeah, no, I like the buyout option, but if you're going to try to tell me that the veterans minimum is going to be the way to go, especially with how rough that West is, and you're going to try to go late down the year of trying to go for a playoff run with veteran minimums, it's not going to happen.
We don't know how rough the West is yet.
We don't. It's like so many things have to shake out.
What do you mean we do? You still know Denver's going to be tough. They're always physical. Portland will still give it to you. Utah will. Houston will.
Houston, we don't know what there is. They could blow up at any second.
Who knows? Daryl Morey thinks that he's running a fantasy team. That's fair.
If Jimmy Butler goes to that Houston Rockets team, they're gonna kill themselves.
They will.
It's gonna be the worst. Those are three huge egos, and then you put D'Antoni in there and the owner. It's ridiculous.
There is a fair argument to be made that the Warriors don't make the playoffs, and that's not me hating on the Warriors. I genuinely don't hate the Warriors as much as it might sound. They're a fun team to watch. Just being real, I genuinely could see them not making the playoffs. They're missing. Draymond's gonna have to have a huge year. Steph's gonna have to have another MVP caliber year.
They're gonna have money if they don't get back KD though. That's the thing. They'll have money, and their owner already came out and said that he doesn't care if he goes over the luxury because of how much money they're gonna make at that new place.
I don't know if they can. It's not like they could sign a max guy just to replace KD though because of how the cap rules are.
There's tons of okay guys on the market.
Sure, but yeah,
and they're gonna have even more money if Klay doesn't go back.
Klay's not going anywhere.
Well, Klay's people are saying that Klay is scheduling meetings because the Golden State Warriors have not offered him a max deal yet.
He'll go.
That's disrespect.
It is disrespectful. I think the only reason why that might have happened though wasn't it Klay's dad that said he was going to take the discount and he was going to be needed right before the end of the season or something like that or end of the playoffs.
Yeah, Klay's dad's been vocal that he's not going anywhere. But yeah. you know who's not Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson's dad. So who knows? You never know. Yeah,
I can't see him going anywhere.
Neither can I. But
he'd go to an LA team. I think.
Yeah, I don't think he's leaving Southern California. Put it that way. But I want to transition a little bit here. I just want to say, being the basketball big fan guy that I am, that the NBA has truly become a 365-day-a-year sport, right? The season has just ended, and it seems like there's more talk about the NBA now than there was even during the finals, because KD and Jimmy Butler and Kawhi and all this stuff, right? And it just never ends. And then that slows down, and then there's Summer League. And who is the NBA scheduled for the first Summer League game? Zion's New Orleans Pelicans versus RJ Barrett's New York Knicks. I believe that's the matchup.
I was driving in today, and someone compared Zion Williamson to...
A Julius Randle.
With hops, though.
If for the people at home who don't know, I went on record last podcast and said, Zion Williamson is just Julius Randle. That's all he is. And then, what do you know? Enes Kanter, a guy who's played against Julius Randle, came out and said the same damn thing.
You see Julius Randle clap back, though? That was pretty funny.
I did, saying that he dropped 45 on Enes last time. So he's like, yeah, he can beat me with hops. He'll put up 55 on you. Yeah, but no, do you guys know what I'm saying, though? Just how the NBA has become a truly 365 league?
Yeah, it's got me.
I don't think that could be a thing for all leagues, though, at least the big four.
Well, Jake and I were talking a little bit before the podcast about how we didn't even know what was going on in the MLB too much. Like, obviously, we're paying attention a little bit. But when I told Jake that the All-Star teams were announced, he was like, okay, that's interesting. Don't really care. The NBA has gotten more captivated where the offseason is more interesting than pre-All-Star break MLB.
Yeah, sure. And don't get me wrong, I'll watch Major League Baseball come October, late September, but it just doesn't. And I like sports. I'll be the first to admit that I like basketball more, but I don't know. Baseball's lost me, and I don't think I'm the only one, you know?
You're definitely not the only one. I didn't watch too many games on the TV. I went to a couple live games, but I watched the Jays play the Red Sox and the Yankees, and their pitching, yes, it's atrocious, but those kids that are hitting in the lineup, there are going to be some very good players. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Kevin Biggio, or Kevin, I don't know how you pronounce his name. That's Kevin bad. It's C-A-V-A-N. I don't know.
Cavani?
No, because I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Kevin, but it's Cavan, and then it's Biggio. The Hall of Famers kid. Oh, Lee dropped. We'll get him back.
Lee, where are you, buddy? You know what? On that note, that ends our first segment because y'all know we could sit here and talk b-ball forever. I think that Lee just, whenever we started saying that baseball wasn't that fun anymore, he said, I'm out of here. Anyways, we'll be back with the second segment of Poor Sports as soon as we get Lee back on the line. Poor Sports.
Hey there. I'm Morty Jenkinson. When I'm not coaching the offspring in soccer, baseball, or wrestling, cutting the lawn, or playing taxi, it's shirts off, Crocs on, slather on the SPF 100, fire up the barbecue, and crank up the Bob Seger, while lounging in the kiddie pool, of course. Ryan Reynolds wishes he was me. Over my dad body Pilsner from Great Lakes Brewery, now available at your local LCBO.
With the first pick overall, the New Jersey Devils are proud to select, from the U.S. program, Jack Hughes.
Well, welcome back, boys and girls. And you heard it. Jack Hughes goes first overall to the New Jersey Devils. What do we think about that?
What a haul, Taylor Hall. It's all on Taylor Hall. He's got a horseshoe stuck somewhere, that's for sure. And then the big trade with Nashville for PK Subban.
Yeah.
The Devils. What?
Can you guys explain that move to me from Nashville's point of view? What were they doing? Lee, this is your thing. Talk to me.
I really like this this trade just because you get Subban's salary off the books, which is 7.2, 7.5 around there.
$9 million.
$9 million?
$9 million for PK Subban.
Yeah, so that's even better. You get a good haul by like 2 second rounders is still pretty good to get that because you got to think it's kind of in the same sense of the Patrick Marleau, but we just got a way better return in the sense of we want the cap back. We need to sign Roman Josi next year. We want to go after Duchesne, or we want to go after one of the top forwards this year. And that prospect we got from the Devils, very underrated, very good prospect.
So I have two things to say to that, Lee. A, for you being so anti-Toronto, it always comes back to the Leafs with that Patrick Marleau trade. And what was my other point?
I can't crawl up into that big head of yours, buddy. As much as I wish I could sometimes.
Well, I'll just go off on the Leafs point. Like Marlo, it was a completely different trade. Oh, I got myself back on track.
Here we go.
You are okay with them moving PK Subban at $9 million just to bring in Matt Duchesne for probably $9 million plus.
I don't want Matt Duchene myself, because that pushes Kyle Turris down to the third line, which is not okay.
Big Kyle Turris guy, Lee.
I don't know much about this. I'm just saying, if they got Matt Duchene to replace PK Subban, that would actually be a Matt Duchene.
The wordplay guy over there.
Come on.
Yeah, so the Devils, I consider them a huge winner at the draft. Second only to the Carolina Hurricanes. The Carolina Hurricanes had a perfect draft. The best draft I've ever seen in any sport, without going 2020.
The best draft you've ever seen in any sport.
Judging it on the day after draft day.
Wow. What about?
Pretty wild.
Wow.
Hot take. And they did the whole Patrick Marleau thing where they bought the first round pick. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys like that the Hurricanes essentially spent $3.8 million on a first round draft pick? Yeah. Too much, too little?
I mean,
they have the cap. They have the cap. Why not?
I don't know how this cap works. So did they like waste $3.8 million of their own cap space?
Yes, essentially.
Okay, to acquire what year is the first round pick?
Next year, or potentially the year after's first, if Leafs first drops in the first 10.
You should, yeah, it's a protected first. Don't hate it. First round picks, you know, they are what they are. I don't hate it.
In fantasy football, you don't trust rookies.
Tell that to Saquon Barkley, buddy.
It's not football season yet, guys.
That's what you said.
Why not?
37 picks for a guy, for T.Y. Hilton.
We're not going to get into
stuff.
This.
That's off-pod stuff. Anyway, so yes, I like Carolina's draft. I like New Jersey's draft. I also liked Montreal's draft, drafting the Cole Caulfield kid.
Why do NHL teams keep passing on small guys? I don't understand that.
I'm all for drafting small players. 5'7 might be a little bit too tiny.
You're saying that to a 5'7 guy, so watch out, pal.
And you're in studio with me and not out on the court.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
And that's coming from a Leaf fan.
The guy scores. He had, what, 92 points over 71 games last year?
Yeah, do you know who he was playing with?
He's playing, I can tell you who he's playing with just from looking at the first round. It's all I see. Was there eight of them?
So, like, if for the viewers, you know, for the listeners at home who, like, might not know who he was playing with because they're, like, stupid, who was he playing
so
with?
So, pretty much, New Jersey drafted Jack Hughes first overall. So, they said in the back of the truck, they said, roll his highlight film. And then when Montreal drafted at 15 and did the Cole Caulfield kid, they said, cue up Jack Hughes highlight reel again.
Got it.
Because they were all tapping.
They were all tapping from Jack Hughes?
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, fair enough.
No U.S. national team development player has ever went straight to the NHL, which is pretty interesting.
Wow.
Where was Austin Matthews from?
He went over to Zurich for the one season.
That's right.
Yes.
I recall that. Oh.
And Patrick Kane spent a year in London getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars under the table.
Would you say rough draft day, at least round one for the OHL? Because I would say so.
Yeah, it's very, very rough. Very rough.
They didn't have a guy. Arthur Kaliev from the Bulldogs, I guess he was the most polarizing prospect. He could have gone anywhere from third to 300th, but he dropped right off the radar in the first round.
Interesting.
We did what?
I'm just saying interesting that guy had like such a wide net. Like
you would talk to one GM and he'd be in love with it. You talk to the next GM and he'd be, I wouldn't draft this guy if I had all the first round picks.
Got it. Interesting.
And that's the second year in a row where the Kings drafted a guy who dropped from the OHL. And last year was the kid from Niagara, and this year it's the kid from Hamilton. So they obviously like their OHL kids. And I think Kaliev is a steal at 35 or wherever they got him.
Mm-hmm.
But 33. Yeah, 33, whatever. I wouldn't have taken him in the top 10, but anywhere after that, it's a crapshoot.
Because
the NHL is like, the NBA, we know the draft is super top heavy.
Yeah.
The NHL is to like a different extent because there's 7 rounds. But anything after pick, like 23, I think it is, you're better just trading down, and accumulating
and
picks.
And accumulating like four more, third or four or like 3 seconds. I get it, yeah.
Yeah, more dart throws because...
Sure, that's fair enough. Yeah, we don't have to talk about NBA right now because we're on the different segment, but I just always be careful saying that NBA is top heavy, right? especially after this year, the Raptors. Yeah. But even so, right? Malcolm Brogdon a couple years ago was Rookie of the Year, drafted in the second round. Van Vliet undrafted. Like, there's always someone, you know. And so there's guys.
I just feel like that's almost from a lack of rounds, right? You know what I mean? Like, is like
a lack of what? So sorry,
good
lack of rounds in the draft.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I just feel like there's so much NBA talent like coming from college.
I don't want to talk NBA right now. We're NHL. Yeah, let's get back. So that's draft.
I wanted to say just because, yeah, this is, at least my final point is being from Windsor, it's nothing but Detroit fans here. I thought the Red Wings went off the board. It was the definition of an Eisenman pick here when they took the German Moritz Seider.
Who they could have had in the third round.
Yeah, who they definitely could have had way later. But it's pretty much what he did with Tampa. He's gonna look for Victor Hedman right off the bat. But
Hedman was second overall and like supposed to go there. He challenged for number one.
I'm just saying that that's what he's looking for. He's looking for that big D man. Like, and that he will be good, I think. But he's not. He's still what, 3-4 years away from even having a chance.
He's Bruno.
Two years away from me. Hey, yeah, you're the one who didn't want to talk NBA.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Okay, let's go NHL Enough. Free agency. NHL free agency. Any big contracts you guys want? Like, obviously, they're not signed yet. Who are you most interested, Lee, to see where they go?
Panarin. I don't know. I think it's down to really two. I think it's really down to the Rangers and the Panthers. But it's just, I don't know. I think he probably goes to the Rangers. But I'd be cool to see where he goes.
If he goes to the Rangers, it's a disservice to himself. Because during his meeting with them today, did you see this post? It's on Twitter everywhere. They posted like a welcome Artemi on the MSG scoreboard with him the wrong-handedness on his stick. and like, I know I said I didn't want to talk basketball, but I will bring back another basketball point.
Here we go.
I guess when Steph Curry signed with Under Armour, when Nike was pitching him, they left in like a Kevin Durant slide or like that.
Didn't they? I think they spelled his name wrong or something like that.
Yeah, and so you should pay attention to those things when a team's pitching you, when they want to sign you to a huge contract. I think Panarin and Bob both end up in Florida. I think Duchesne's going to be... Duchesne and Tyler Myers are the two contracts where whichever GM signs them, they're going to be kicking themselves a couple years down the road.
Where is where's Bobrovsky going?
Him and... He's so Florida. Yeah, Panarin he'll and Bob go. Are both going to go...
I think he's going to lock to go to Florida. They're going to give him whatever he wants.
Especially after Roberto Luongo retired. That's what we call a segue.
What a transition.
Is Bob Luongo first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't know. The Hall of Famer, and the people who talk about this or vote on this stuff have their heads placed somewhere else. Guy Carboneau getting in over a couple players that I didn't think he deserved to be in over this year. Bobby Lou... Second ballot. Not first ballot, second ballot.
That's fair. That's fair. I think that one thing that we have to acknowledge with Bobby Lou is, like, he was a captain on teams, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just, it's uncommon. I get that, like, you know, but you, if it was Scott Stevens, just for, an easy example being thrown out there, well, you talk about his leadership and how good he was as a leader in the locker room. That doesn't really get brought up with Roberto Luongo to the same extent. You know, but he was the captain of the Canucks, correct?
Yes.
And was it later with the Panthers? No, it was only ever with the Canucks?
Because after he left the Canucks, they made it a rule where you can't do that anymore.
Why?
Yeah.
It's because you have to be able to talk to the ref at like all ends of the ice.
Oh, I see.
Which kind of makes sense.
Third in all-time wins, you know, second in games played, second in saves. I understand, like, rewarding longevity. And
Two gold medals.
So I get it, but I'm kind of with y'all saying that it's that he's second ballot. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt, but, and I mean.
Jeremy, what I want to ask you, and Jake, obviously, if you can right now, off the top of your head, who do you think is going to be the biggest steal in free agency?
Steal.
I have mine.
But Wayne Simmons.
That's an awful answer.
Why?
Because Wayne Simmons has jumped off a cliff. His career, he's like...
Till next year.
Patrick Marleau scores more goals than Wayne Simmons next year.
Ooh, no. Wow. I'll take that bet for sure. What you want?
A six-pack of beer. Maybe Great Lakes Brewery.
That would be nice and refreshing. There we go.
So, but I'm also going to say Jake Gardner's going to sign a good contract, and it's not going to be too long.
for like a top tier free agent, I think it's going to be a steal. Lee, what's yours?
I like Mont Zuccarello. I think just seeing him last year, Nashville played him in the playoffs, and like just seeing him healthy in the playoffs, like that guy's crazy. He buzzes around the ice, and if you put him on a second line, I know he'll be 31 when he hits free agency, but I still think if he stays healthy for what you could probably get him for, it'd be pretty sweet.
Those Swiss kids love their money, though, so I think he might just chase the biggest dollar sign there
Norwegian?
Is.
Norwegian? He's Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah. He's a god in Norway, man. How do you not know that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, how do you not know the Norwegian gods?
Dude, he's literally a god in Norway. That's why he made the All-Star game the 1 year, because he won by 1 million votes, because the entire country in Norway voted for him.
So all million of them. No, I joked, Norway. I kid. Shout out our listeners in Norway.
And just one more quick thing before we continue to move on, because we're pretty deep into this. The Maple Leafs made one move, and I know Lee doesn't really care about this, but they signed Michael Hutchinson to a one-year, one-way deal, $700,000, $50,000 less than Garrett Sparks is scheduled to make in the majors next year. Do you go with the veteran Michael Hutchinson on the one-year deal, or do you bring back Sparks and hope he can be better and grow?
Honestly, in my opinion, flip a coin. Is this going to be, like...
It might have to. We've seen what the teams that have won the Stanley Cup the last couple years. Their starter only plays 50 games, and their backups have to play 30-plus.
Yeah, okay, you're right. All right,
And then it shouldn't be down to Sparks or Hutch.
Yeah.
I think the AHL goalie of the year 2 years ago, he has room to grow. He could be that guy that plays 30 games.
Want to know who was also almost a goalie of the year? You want to talk about almost goalies of the year in the AHL?
Jordan Binnington, the goalie that just won the Stanley Cup?
Justin Pogge.
Justin Pogge. That's a good clapback.
Jordan Binnington started his year in the AHL this year.
Remember whenever the Leafs traded Justin Pogge for Tuukka Rask?
No.
Or sorry, no, they traded away Tuukka Rask and kept Justin Pogge.
Yeah.
God.
What a deal. What an organization.
What an organization.
Justin Pogge's the future.
Tuukka Rask refused to sign with the Leafs. That's a little known fact that doesn't get brought up all that often.
Remember when Oleg was also goaltending for the Leafs?
He never played a game.
I thought he got one. I thought he played one.
I don't think he did, because he was with the Marlies.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we've gone too far. I don't care about Olof Kolzig back in the early 2000s playing maybe one game for the Toronto Maple Leafs / Marlies franchise.
And I don't think anyone else does either.
Come on. There's got to be a bunch of Olof Kolzig fans out there loving that.
You know what? All right, if you're an Olof Kolzig fan, let us know.
You get a free follow on Instagram and Twitter. If you're a big Olof Kolzig guy, you let us know that.
100%. 100%.
Hello, Gordy Levesque here. No one swings and hacks like I do. And no one struts quite like I do, too. And no one brews beer like Great Lakes do. Canuck Pale Ale. My beer, your beer. Our beer. Available in over 400 LCBO and grocery store across Ontario for only $2.80. Great Lakes Brewery, brewed for you, Ontario.
And welcome back to the third segment of the third podcast of Poor Sports.
It's a champagne segment.
Champagne segment, baby. Ooh, ooh, that makes me feel good. All right, we got a little bit of a this and that coming up. We got, you know, just some stuff. Just some stuff
I want to talk to you about.
Some housekeeping. Housekeeping. So, first on the docket is what is going on over on the other side of the pond with our friends at Barcelona FC. Neymar, yes. Griezmann, yes.
Are they partying?
Someone's got to say no.
Are they partying with the Raptors since Toronto's across the pond? Lou Will.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. We should ask him. We should ask him. Lee, talk to me. What do you think about this whole Barcelona, Griezmann, Neymar catastrophe?
Yeah, I think it's... So just the backstory for people who don't know. So they signed Griezmann to about 120 million euros, and I want to say before it was completed. It definitely was before it was completed. Messi went to the board saying he wanted Neymar back, and he didn't want Griezmann. And that they wanted to, he wanted to rekindle with Neymar. And as soon as Neymar heard that, then he kind of been struggling at PSG, to say the least. He was all about it. But the thing is, PSG spent over about 200 million on him. So they need a return back. But if Neymar could go back to Barcelona, like, you remember how good the MSN
was,
right? 100%. Neymar tore up Europe when they were together. But then that leaves Griezmann. Like, what happens to Griezmann? Does Griezmann maybe replace Suarez if they're just going to keep him? Does he go to PSG? I love Antoine Griezmann. He's probably one of my favorite strikers. I think he's a guy who just looks like he's always having fun, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so say one of our listeners is, like, super dumb and doesn't know what's going on. Does a player like Griezmann, does he have to agree to every transfer he's a part of?
So the team agrees to a fee with you, right, or with, like, the other team, so there's a money that's exchanged. But then Griezmann then goes in and talks to Barcelona about a contract with himself.
What if he doesn't want to sign with Barca?
Then the transfer falls through. It's happened before, where guys just don't want to go somewhere or can't get the contract figured out, and they just leave. And, like, the transfer falls apart, and you lose the team loses the money.
Exactly.
And then most of the time you come back and you're exiled from the original team because they wanted to get rid of you.
Very interesting. I also read that there, and I'm trying to get into soccer for everyone here, for all of our footy fans, because there's no other football right now, so I might as well
go to, like, real football, where you kick a foot and a ball together.
Do you kick a foot? Hopefully
you kick a foot and a ball together. Yeah, all right.
What's this defender kid? I think he's coming from or going to?
He's coming from Ajax and going to, where's he going, sorry?
Juventus.
To Juve,
yeah. So 19 years old, signing a 5-year contract worth 24 million euros a year.
This is De Ligt.
De Ligt, yes. Yeah. Give him a base salary of $301,000 a week, with add-ons boosting it up to possibly $463,000 a week.
Wow.
That's not...
Mamma mia.
Think about where we are in life, and this guy's about to start making $403,000 a week. Hello.
Me six years ago? 7 years ago now, because I'm 26 now?
Jeez.
Yeah.
The old grade.
Yeah. That's... I anything for Juve, because, you know... Similar to being a LeBron fan, I'm a Ronaldo fan.
Well,
so I love it.
Juve is, like, now just going to completely run away with the league, right? They can't.
Well, they always win. They're pretty consistent at winning the Italian league, the Serie A.
Can they not just move leagues to be in something more competitive? I don't understand.
The Champions League.
Champions League. That's what Champions League. You have to play in country for your league, but then you play in the Champions League, which is, like, all the best teams in Europe come into there, and they've choked over time there. They haven't won something there in a while.
Why don't they just move the whole team and where the team's based to, like, England?
It just doesn't happen.
Because the team is from Italy. That's like saying...
That'd be like the Tampa Bay Rays moving to Montreal?
No, it would be like the Tampa Bay Rays moving to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Fair. So it's apples and oranges, right? It really is.
Last big news right there. Frank Lampard, who I bet you Jake definitely grew up with, and I kind of grew up with.
I did, yes.
At Chelsea, is going to become the new manager at Chelsea. So he's going to take over there. He was originally at Derby County, where they almost got promoted this year, which I got to think he might have probably stayed with them if they would have gotten promoted. Spent 13 years at Chelsea as a player, and now he's going to become the manager. I love this move because it reminds me of Zidane. When he took over Real Madrid, like a player that just loves the club and wants to bring the glory back to the club kind of thing. I feel like those guys, like, he makes the right moves club-based, right?
Sure.
So I don't know. I'm going to like it. Chelsea's a good team. They're on a transfer ban right now, so they're going to be in tough, but they're in Champions League, and I think that's the right guy for the job.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know if you guys have anything on
that. No.
I agree with your points there. I'm just... It's killing me. Who did Frank Lampard play for when he came over to our side of the pond?
He played for New York.
New York. And isn't New York, isn't one of the New York teams kind of getting used as, like, a farm team for Manchester City?
That would be them.
That would be NYCFC. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Sorry. It's just Frank Lampard. That's what my mind, you know, I think of Chelsea, and then I think of another old guy coming to the MLS.
Wayne Rooney having a gorgeous goal.
Yeah, Lee, did you see that goal?
That was wild.
One touch.
Yeah, just unbelievable. And he's, Wayne Rooney, that's a guy I would go see.
He can't read, though, so that's a big stat on Wayne.
He can't read. I'm in Floyd Mayweather. Get them in my classroom.
He read the goalie's position, though.
He did. He can read that much. You can read that much. Anything else to talk about? Like, there's been a lot of transfer news. You know, obviously Real Madrid's been coming in hot.
When we hit the whole point, that's for sure. The transfer window will always help us. There's so many big names who want to leave. It's crazy.
Go follow Lee's Twitter if you want to hear any more about soccer. I'm done with it. I need the other kind of football in my life right now.
Oh, you mean the one where they throw the arm and the ball?
HL.
Tom Brady put a big social media post up that was him and Peyton Manning essentially arm in arm, just being the best friends that two guys could be, and that's after their like 18 year plus career of them supposedly just hating each other and having the biggest rivalry in sports, which brought up a question to me, and we're going to throw it up on the IG, so we'll make sure that gets up there. What's the biggest rivalry in sports recently?
So my first inclination was to go LeBron versus the Warriors. And I understand that that's a player versus a team, but really, you know, it was that Cavs team versus the Warriors.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I want a player versus player or a team versus a team.
So I'll say Cavs-Warriors. That was a huge one. Four straight NBA finals. You know, the Warriors going out and acquiring KD to beat them. You know what I mean? I think that that's, in my opinion, the biggest one. Four straight NBA finals. That's got to be the biggest rivalry.
No? What about just still the Yankees Red Sox?
See, that was what I was gonna go to. I was gonna either go between the Yankees or Red Sox, or like I don't like them, but I don't like either of them. But the Leafs Bruins definitely got to be up there still too. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to preface it with you don't like them. I don't like the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Yeah,
I also don't like them.
Yeah.
And they're playing across the pond this weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's big. I like that. That's cool.
Did they each lose a home game, or does...
Throw the game. I think they gave up a home... I think somebody gave up a home series for that.
Oh, they should both have to give up one game or something like that. Yeah, they're the two biggest markets.
Yeah.
Come on. We want to hear from you what the biggest rivalry, in your opinion, is in the last 5 years? 3-5 years?
Yeah.
And, we'll put that up on the poor_sports Instagram account.
Absolutely.
We'll let you post to all your answers there, and we'll give a few shout-outs next podcast.
Moving on to our next statement, you will get the best betting tips this side of the border.
This side of the pond.
This side of the pond. Coming up next on Poor Sports.
Poor Sports.
All right, who's ready to make some money? Who's ready to get some paper? Let's go. Welcome back to fourth and the final segment, the betting segment. What y'all got for us today, gentlemen? Hit me with it.
Lead it off.
Hey, I'm going to lead off again. I went 2-for-3 last week, so I hope you followed me through. I'm going to represent all my degenerate gamblers here, and they'll all love me here. I am going to be betting 3 quick ones here, 2 in the Cricket World Cup. Yep, I said it.
Oh.
One sec. I'm gonna actually put some money down on this shit. So.
So I'm going to be betting Pakistan to beat Afghanistan. This is on Saturday morning. Make sure we'll have this up Friday. Make sure you buy your list Friday or else it's too late.
Lee, name
one cricketer, Lee, on Pakistan or Afghanistan.
On Pakistan or no, can't do it. I could have named the other one. If you would have listened to me, regardless of the point, bet this. This will win. I guarantee it. You won't make much money if you just bet it on your own, but I guarantee to win. Afghanistan's terrible.
So you're saying take Pakistan straight up?
Take Pakistan. Oh, you can take Pakistan. I don't know if that 365 is going to have
a line.
Coverage. Yeah, like a line. So okay. Just take them to win the match. The next one. Big rivalry. We're going back to the Cricket World Cup. We're taking Australia to beat New Zealand.
Wow.
And I think Australia is one of the best teams in there. They've only lost one game. They lost it to India, who's one of the best teams there. And I think they beat New Zealand. That's my other. And the third one, I'm going homegrown. We're going to the Gold Cup. We're taking Canada to beat Haiti. That's on Saturday. That's the quarters. That is, that's the quarters of the Gold Cup. I think Canada can beat Haiti. I think we're starting to grow. I think we're getting to the semis. We're going to play Mexico. We'll lose there. But take them to beat Haiti. And if you do it on a parlay, you can make a lot of money. But if you do it by themselves, you can still make a lot of money. Next.
All right.
Jake, you're up.
I am going to take, one moment here.
You're going to the footy as well.
I'm going to the footy as well. So I'm going to take to win the Copa America outright. For those that don't know, Copa America, it's like the American Cup, right? So it's just South America, correctly?
Yeah, South America.
South America. It's time, guys. It's time. Lionel Messi is going to hoist a major international trophy.
And then will host the championship party at his house?
He might, yes. Yes. He will hoist, then host. Take Argentina at +700. That is money in the bank.
Wow.
Take that. I'm calling it. The time is now.
I want you to have one defender that's Argentinian.
You don't need to defend when Leo's got the ball on his foot, dog.
You can score six. They're going to give up seven.
I guess we shall see.
Okay, and I'll go to the other football. If you're listening to this real quick, I'll take the Tiger Cats to win, but they're not going to cover. The line's at 13.5. They do not cover that. So the Montreal Alouettes, who aren't as bad as you think they are.
Yeah.
And I'll stay in the CFL, the Canadian Football League, for all of our American listeners who might not know. Johnny Manziel played here for a couple games last season.
May I interject, please?
Yes.
Did you and I have a bet about Johnny Manziel?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to a Raptors game next year. I know.
Jeremy lost a bet about Johnny Manziel, and now he has to take me to a Raptors game.
And I will.
He's the best quarterback ever.
Just letting the people know. Anyways, carry on, my friend.
Okay, and then the Monday Nighter on Canada Day, the Toronto Argonauts go to Saskatchewan to take the Rough Riders on, and the Argos are worse than you think they are. They got beat by 45-plus by the Ticats last week. I believe it was actually exactly 50. And the Rough Riders will beat them and cover the 10.5-point spread. Those are the bets of the week, but we have a little bonus segment that will go up on Instagram. So I tagged my co-hosts here in a little NFL preseason thing.
Ooh, NFL.
And it's pretty much saying, if you had $100 right now at these odds, who are you picking to lead the league in receiving yards, rushing yards, and
passing yards? Exactly.
Gentlemen, name your player. Lee, we'll start off with you.
So I'm just naming one of these three?
Let's go one in each, just real quick.
Okay. Passing yards, I'm taking 7-1 Andrew Luck every day of the week. Rushing yards, I'm going to be taking Christian McCaffrey at 12-1.
That's ballsy.
And receiving yards, I'm going to take Mike Evans because I'm a homer.
Okay, fair enough.
Jake, do you got it up?
Yeah, I got it up. I'm ready to go.
Okay, you go.
Passing yards. Patrick Mahomes, man. Come on. 7-2. Come on. Don't be silly. Patrick Mahomes.
That's fair.
Rushing yards. Saquon Barkley. Don't overthink this, people. He's coming. Saquon Barkley. That's at 6-1. Come on. Don't go for the home run. Just hit a single. Baseball reference. Who knew?
Yeah, you're picking some favorites here, Jake. Are you gonna continue fit the favorites for the receiving?
No, I'm going to go a little bit off the board, but it's actually kind of going to echo Lee's passing yards. Because you know who's going to have the most receiving yards at 15-1? My boy, T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton.
Well, yeah, if Andrew Luck's going to lead the league in
I'm just saying.
Passing. And last but not least, I have... Let's go with Aaron Rodgers leading the league in passing yards.
That's fair.
I heard they want to throw the ball more this year. I'm taking the easy money. I'm going with Zeke rushing at just 2-1. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, was 7-1.
10-1, it looks like. And then if Aaron Rodgers is going to pass the ball that much, Devontae Adams is going to catch the ball that much.
Yeah.
As a player, you should go and try and get on all your fantasy teams. I know he's first-round talent. You can pay whatever it takes. Go get Devontae Adams.
That works for me if it works for y'all.
Yeah. Anything else for this week, guys?
Nope.
Just make sure you're following us on the gram. We got a wonderful social media coordinator who just runs that thing to perfection.
Shout out, gosh. Suzanne Kelly.
Shout out. So yeah, make sure you give us a follow on there. We're always posting fun, interactive stuff for the people. Like us, give us a share. Share us with your friends. You know, do your thing. Gentlemen.
That's it.
Till next time.
Till episode 4.
Can't wait. See you next week.